Baby in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this Thursday, August 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Again, we are wanting to help Mike Lindell sell out his inventory of the old warehouse. Legal battle with his landlord. The guy is a lib and decided that he wanted to cause problems for Mike Lindell, so he did not renew his lease on the old warehouse. Mike said, no problem. I'll build a new, absolutely new warehouse, state-of-the-art warehouse. You can take your building and shove it. He's building it actually on property that's part of his manufacturing facility that has grown over the years. He had more vacant land available, and he decided to invest into a new state-of-the-art warehouse. All the inventory has got to go. It's a summer sale that is one once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, folks. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. The ones that he has a lot of inventory of, 80% off. The only way to find out is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and shop away. Personally, I would recommend getting the new MyPillow 2.0. Great pillows, love them. Better than the old ones. Absolutely, 100% better. The outer shell, I don't know how it works, but this fabric actually stays cool to the touch. Your head doesn't sweat on your pillow. Giza Dream Sheets. Love the Giza Dream Sheets. Get a couple sets of those and a couple sets of the towels, the huge bath towels, the hand towels, the washcloths. You will love them. And by the way, when you get the towels, wash them immediately. They're compressed vacuum sealed down, shrunk down, compressed down to ship to you. You need to wash them and fluff them up. They like puff up and get like three times thicker. Go to the cart to check out and see how much it's going to be. $500, $600, $1,000, whatever it is. Shop away. Get your Christmas shopping done early using these discounts. Put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. Hit apply. See how much savings you're going to get plus free shipping because you're spending over $100. You'll save a ton of money. You get the products. They come with 30-day money-back guarantees. You open them up. You try the slippers, whatever it is. You don't like it. The mattress topper, you don't like it. Ship it back. You get your money back. You need to understand that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help him get rid of that old inventory to get ready for the new warehouse. According to email I got yesterday, they look like the middle of September. They're going to have their occupancy permit and be able to start putting the products they manufacture into the new warehouse. Text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll text you the information. More stories from Lansing. More fighting between the parties already. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Fighting between the parties. It's game on already. Less than 90 days away from November 5th. It's game on. Shelby Township, Michigan, where I grew up, well, they hosted the Republican vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance. He was at an event in Shelby Township yesterday, talking with reporters, said it marks 17 days since the presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has answered any media questions. And he turned the questioning around on the reporters and said, when are you guys going to stop giving her a honeymoon? When are you going to start asking her questions like you're asking me and president candidate Donald Trump? This is the second press conference type of event the Republican ticket has held in Michigan already this year. But this was the first one where the media were able to ask questions of J.D. Vance. President Donald Trump will go anywhere, including hostile audiences, friendly audiences, and take questions, tough questions, from the media, Vance said. Donald Trump should have to earn your vote. I shouldn't be expected to be given your vote while I hide in a basement or stand in front of a teleprompter, which is exactly what Kamala Harris has been allowed to do. Since July 30th, just over a week ago, Vance has held five rallies and press conferences after those rallies, separate apart from Donald Trump. J.D. Vance has been in Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and is scheduled for another one in Wisconsin today. He also headlined two rallies with Donald Trump in Georgia and Minnesota since July 27th. In response to a reporter's question, Vance called Harris a chameleon, saying he wasn't bothered by Trump's criticism of Harris during an interview at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, when he said she uses different parts of her identity to connect with the audience that she's in front of, citing specifically her biracial heritage. Vance said, you guys have got to stop giving her a honeymoon, pretending that she's something that she isn't. This is a person who says in front of police, she supports the police. But in her own words, she's actually promoted policies to defund the police. Kamala Harris, there's a snippet out there. I saw it the other day. I think it's in one of the campaign ads by one of the PACs. She actually said, we have to change the way we think about law enforcement. Defund the police and give that money to the community for more education of its poor people. Defund the police. This is also a person, J.D. Vance goes on to say, that wants a secure border. But she's been the border czar for 3.5 years. A reporter asked how Harris could fake her race if she's both Indian and black. J.D. Vance responded this way. She's fake on who she is, depending on the audience that she's in front of. And that's who she is. That's the way she's always been. She placates and caters to the audience she's speaking to. Vance, during his speech, spoke mostly about border security and police funding at the event. He used the first stop in Michigan, since Minnesota Governor Tim Walz joined the race with Kamala Harris as an opportunity to strike his fellow running mate's approach to Black Lives Matter protests back in 2020 that took place in his state. Remember back in 2020? Remember the China virus, lockdowns, the pandemic? We weren't supposed to have big rallies. We weren't supposed to be within 6 feet of each other. We were supposed to be wearing masks. Remember all that? Well, remember what Black Lives Matter did? Burning buildings, burning police stations while police officers were inside. Those riots, those protests took place in Minnesota in 2020. Tim Walz was the governor, just like Gretchen Whitmer was the governor at the same time here in Michigan. While most of J.D. Vance's focus was on Kamala Harris, Vance said that what bothers him most about his vice president opponent, Walz, he never served in combat. He retired from the National Guard post before he was deployed. Vance said when he was asked to serve in Iraq as a Marine, he did it. I was on the front lines. I got pictures of me with my firearm. Walz should be ashamed for preparing a unit for deployment and then retired right before they shipped out. He's basically calling him a chicken. He said, if you guys, you reporters, get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, we shouldn't allow weapons that I use in the war to be used on America's streets. Well, I wonder if Tim Walz, if he was ever actually in a war. I was. Trump and Vance's most recent visit to Michigan took place also at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. It was an indoor venue. It was his first campaign rally after an assassination attempt took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. At that event, Vance addressed the press without any additional attendees on the steps leading up to the Shelby Township Police Department. Security was simply the police officers and some canine units that were searching cars. Occasionally, Michigan State Police helicopters circled over top. The event caused municipal offices located at the Township Hall, the library, and the police department, as well as the 41A District Court, to delay opening until 12 noon. That was done as a request by the United States Secret Service, according to the Shelby Township website. Between reporters and invited guests, about 100 people were present, including U.S. Congressman James DeSena of Carlton, U.S. Senate Republican nominee Mike Rogers, Michigan Republican Party Chair Pete Hoekstra, and Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido. The Harris campaign said Vance needed to answer three questions for the voters. Harris campaign wanted Vance to answer, how would the administration reduce violent crime? How Vance answers to Michiganders concerned about his views on abortion and what his response is to economists that warn their administration would raise costs for the middle class. Well, Vance answered those questions and more. First of all, he's 100% pro-life. He doesn't believe abortion should be allowed even in cases of rape and incest. He also said, talking about economists, Look at what Donald Trump did when he was president. Cost inflation for the middle class went down under Donald Trump. Under Biden-Harris, is more than tripled for everyday items such as groceries, gasoline, and electric bills. So he took the questions, he answered the questions. He said, but when are you guys going to start asking Harris and Waltz these type of questions? You see, basically, they don't want to ask the tough questions of Harris. They don't even want to ask Tim Waltz any questions. Because they know if they're asked the right questions, they're going to have to expose their policies. You see, folks, this is coming down to policy. This is why people need to vote intellectually in November. We cannot allow them to vote on emotion based on these TV ads. 17 days since Kamala Harris has taken any questions from the media. How long are they going to continue doing this? And the other aspect of this, Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit to basically terminate the previously agreed to debate with Joe Biden. Since Joe Biden's not going to be the candidate, there's no reason for a debate. I agreed to debate Joe Biden. I did not agree to terms to debate Kamala Harris. We need to negotiate that. Donald Trump basically wants a change of venue. Previously, it was going to be on ABC News. George Stephanopoulos was the mastermind behind the debate. They were going to have two of their reporters be the moderators. Donald Trump now says, no, I want the debate on Fox News. I want Sean Hannity to be one of the moderators. You guys can pick the other moderator. That would be an interesting debate. Have a moderator from each side. Hannity, absolutely a total supporter of Donald Trump. Well, then get one of Kamala Harris's supporters to be the other moderator. Let's have the moderators ask the tough questions of the opponents. Sean Hannity asking Kamala Harris the questions. The liberal, progressive socialist, maybe Joe Scarborough, Rachel Maddow, somebody like that would be asking Donald Trump questions. Let's get it on. Let's do that. I think it's a great idea. The only problem I have is I don't think it should be on Fox News. I think it should be on Newsmax. Put it on that cable network. Do not give it to Fox News. But we'll see. One of the things you have to understand, too, the process going forward, less than 90 days away, I don't think there's going to be a presidential debate. I don't think they, Harris campaign, will ever agree to Donald Trump's terms that he had previously agreed to with Biden. But we shall see. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team. Covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, J.D. Vance, the